In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, all praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of all creation, and best peace and the blessings be upon our Master Muhammad, the Beloved of Allah. The same peace and blessings may be on his forefather, our Prophet Abraham, and his two brother prophets, Moses and Jesus, and all his brother prophets and messengers, the household and companions of all of them. We are doing some commentary on the chapter of the traducer or the gossip monger. Last Friday, we spoke about the chapter of Al-Asr or the time. You have, or you pledged me and promised me to believe in that chapter and to practice it and to teach it to others. Have you fulfilled the pledge? Have you practiced this chapter, admonishing people, advising people to do good and to be patient and not to be afraid or impatient in undertaking their responsibilities? Have you done a maneuver or an attempt to practice that chapter? The Prophet companions, peace be upon them, used to recite the Holy Quran in a different way from ours. Their way of reciting the Holy Quran should be added to the 10 recitations of the Holy Quran. They used to recite 10 verses and then understand them and practice them and then teach them to others, so they will not move to another 10 verses until they master and until they practice the first 10 verses. But if you recite the Holy Quran as you read a check which has a great wealth, if you just read it and if you read it with melodies or tunes and without going to the bank and cashing the check, you will stay all your life poor and naked and homeless, and you will become a laughing stock or a joke to others. So you have to believe in the Holy Quran and understand it and then teach it to others. So may Allah make us of those who listen to the word and follow the best meaning in it. Now we are doing some commentary on the chapter of Al-Humaza, which is the gossip monger. Al-Hamz and Al-Lamz means slandering and backbiting. This means that a person is preoccupied with defaming others, hurting their feelings, speaking ill of them, searching for their faults and failings and weaknesses, offending them and lying about them to defame them and to degrade them, whether in their presence or in their absence. So Almighty Allah is calling us to believe in the Holy Quran, and this chapter is one of the Holy Quran's chapters. And faith is not mere appearances, not decorations, not wishfulness, not wishful thinking, not to wear the clothes of the faithful. But faith is what resides and settles in the heart as certainty, as a truth which will never be mixed with any doubt. So faith is what resides or what settles in the heart and is proved and authenticated by the actions and deeds. So if you do not translate the Holy Quran into deeds and actions and behavior, you have not truly believed in it. If you believe in the Prophet, peace be upon him, and you do not follow his commandments and his teachings and his recommendations, then you have not truly believed in him. So this chapter, which is the traducer or the gossip monger, speaks about the person who is used to speak about others' failings, to speak about others' mistakes, about others' faults, as if he or she sees himself or herself as a perfect person, an infallible person who has no flaws, who has no failings. But this is a kind of absurdity and silliness to be preoccupied with others' faults and failings and forget about your own mistakes and your own flaws. If you mention others' faults and failings, what will you benefit? You will not benefit anything. And those people will not either benefit, but they will become an object of contempt from people. But for you, you will be an object of Allah's wrath on you. Allah will be angry at you, and you will deserve to be losing. You will deserve loss and humiliation, as people do or say when someone does something wrong. They will say, woe to you. They will say, loss to you. So Almighty Allah is saying, woe to you, and loss and humiliation to every slanderer and every backbiter. So a reasonable person, a rational person, have no leisure time or free time to spend in searching for others' faults and mistakes without any gains and any benefit in return. But this speech and these words with which you have defamed others will reach them, and consequently they will hate you and they will not like you without having any gains. If you insult someone, if you call someone names, if you defame someone, whether in his presence or in his absence, what gains will you benefit? What gains will you take? So a curser, an abuser, a backbiter will win nothing. Will he or she win any amount of money? Will he take any reward from Allah? No, he will win only the devil's pleasure. And he is wasting a precious piece of his time and his life. And on the other hand, he is interfering in others' affairs. And the Prophet says that a good Muslim does not interfere in things that is not of his business, that is not of his affairs. So now many people in their evening gatherings, they backbite others. They start speaking about others' faults, so and so is such and such, so and so is a lying person, so and so has worn this and that, etc. So if you want to die on faith, if you want to die as a believer, you have to live as a believer. Because the Prophet says that a person dies on the conditions and the status on which he lived. And he will be resurrected on the status and conditions and morals that he died on. Almighty Allah describes believers to be a way of wasting their times and about useless words and actions. So when you speak about others' faults and mistakes, you are not following this verse. Are you infallible? Are you free of all flaws and faults? It's an obligation on you first to purify yourself, to correct your own faults and mistakes. So Almighty Allah is saying, woe to them, loss, humiliation, Allah's wrath on those people who slander and backbite others. Those who defame others, degrade others, insult them, whether in their presence or in their absence. So some people insult others in a rude way, in their presence, and others backbite some people in their absence. But Almighty Allah describes the believers in His saying, they are guided in this world to goodly speech. They are guided to the pursuit of speeches that are good and pure and gentle. And He also says that speak good and kind words to people. So it's better for you to search for your own flaws, your own failings. Look for your own faults to get rid of them. You are not responsible for others. You are not responsible for their own mistakes. But this is because a Muslim has not entered the school of faith, the school of spiritual upbringing and religious upbringing. Because Almighty Allah says that he or she will succeed, the one who purifies his or her own self. And the one who deserts it and corrupts it will fail, as the one who deserts his land, then harmful herbs will grow in. You find some Muslims who have reached the age of 50 and have read the Holy Quran for many times, but they haven't understood it and they didn't mean even to act upon it. The people who will most regret on the Day of Judgment and who will be tortured most are those who are knowledgeable but they did not benefit from their knowledge. Lady Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the Prophet's wife, once was with the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the Prophet spoke good about her co-wife or her fellow wife who was a Jew. So the Prophet was speaking about Safiya, the co-wife of Aisha. Then Aisha said, it's enough failing that she is short. So she meant to degrade her. Then the Prophet, peace and the blessings be upon him, directly got angry at Aisha. And he said, O Aisha, you have said a word, if mixed with the water of a sea, it would make it stinking. So this means that these words, these ill words that you speak, will appear on the Day of Judgment to be ugly and stinking. So then Lady Aisha said, Oh Allah's Messenger, I only described her. She is really short. But of course she said that to degrade her. And to make the Prophet not praise her. But the Prophet replied, This is backbiting. And if you said something that is not in her, then you have wronged her and you have committed lying about her. So, dear children, a Muslim says that in the month of Ramadan I have recited the Holy Quran once or twice, but tell me, what have you understood of them? The objective of recitation of the Holy Quran is to understand it and practice it. What's meant of reading a check is to go to the bank and cash it. So you will not benefit from the Holy Quran except what you understand and what you practice, then what you teach to others. Otherwise, if you recite 20 copies of the Holy Quran, or if you recite the Holy Quran 20 times and you are still slandering people and backbiting others, and you are reciting the verse which says, Woe to slanderers and backbiters and defamers and traducers, then you are saying woe to yourself. You are bringing for loss against yourself if you are not paying attention and listening to Allah's words and acting upon them. Then you are not really one who have read the Holy Quran. You are not really someone who has believed. When you pray to God, when you pray to Allah to make you die as a believer, you have to live as a believer. If you believe in the Holy Quran, you have to recite it, because you cannot believe in something that you are ignorant of. If we have a sealed box and they tell you that it has a pearl necklace of 100,000, will you buy it without understanding or without being sure of it and without seeing what's inside? So how do you claim that you believe in the Holy Quran without understanding it, without believing in it? So when you are reciting this verse which says, Woe to slanderers and backbiters, loss to them, humiliation to them, and if you are one of them, then you are praying against yourself. You are saying that, Woe to me, loss to me, humiliation on the Day of Judgment to me. So when Almighty Allah is alerting you and drawing your attention not to do that, you have to follow His commands. You should ask Allah for forgiveness for all the past sins, and to pledge Him not to be a slanderer or backbiter anymore. Not to defame others, neither in their presence nor in their absence. So, do you have the readiness to believe in this chapter? Are you ready to act upon it? So faith in the Holy Quran, belief in the Holy Quran, is to understand it, to act upon it, and to teach it and convey its message to others. When you do that, you have truly believed in the Holy Quran, and then you have truly believed in its chapters, and then Almighty Allah will fulfill His promise when He says, Allah will never grant to the disbelievers a triumph over the believers. And at that time, Allah will help you and support you because you support and help His cause. And at that time, honor, power, and glory will be to you as a believer. Prophet's companions were illiterate. They did not read or write, and they did not have a compiled copy of the Holy Quran even until the death of the Prophet. The Holy Quran was written on the shoulder blades of animals, on the palm leaves, on stones and rocks, but they believed in the Holy Quran, and it was read in their behavior, in their deeds, in their competition to follow Allah's commands, in avoiding Allah's prohibitions. So now, are you ready to practice that? Allah is alerting us, telling us that if you defame others, whether rudely in their presence or in their absence, then loss and humiliation will be to you. If a policeman tells the driver to stop, if he breaks the law and he tells you this to stop, what will you do? If he tells you to give him your driving license, what will you do? He is a human like you. So what about the Lord of all creation telling you not to do something? If a doctor tells you that you will lose and you will be sick if you do not use, and you will remain sick if you do not use this medicine for 3 months, will you believe him or not? You will believe him, and even you will pay to him, or you will pay him money to save yourself of loss and sickness. So if the Lord of creation, the most truthful of the truthful, is saying that woe to you and loss to you if you be a traducer, a gossip monger, a defamer, a backbiter, what will your response be? A brother with his brother, a person with his neighbor or with his partner, in the evening gatherings, what will you do when someone backbites others? If they do not respond to you, you have to leave their gathering because they are committing sins and disobeying Allah as if they are drinking wine, and Islam does not allow you to stay in such a gathering. So tell them that this is wrong. If they stop, you can keep sitting with them, otherwise you have to leave. Some people will say, oh, I feel ashamed of doing so, I am shy of doing so. Will you be shy and ashamed of telling a pickpocket that he's a pickpocket and that he is a thief, and speak loudly about him if he steals your wallet? If someone steals your pen, which is very cheap, will you be ashamed of catching him and speaking loudly about him? So what about Allah's rights? What about Allah's commands? If Allah's law is being violated before you, will you be silent? Then this means that you have weak faith. And that's why the Prophet, peace be upon him, says that all you who have believed with their tongues, if you claim that you are a religion student, if you have a certificate from Al-Azhar University or whatever, if you claim that you are a believer, but faith has not yet entered your heart. So when you believe that this is a snake, will you put it inside your clothes or in your sleeve? You will not do that because you truly believe that it might kill you and it might bite you and it has a poison that might be killing. So you are so careful because you truly believe in this. So the Prophet says, "O you who have believed with their tongues, but faith has not truly entered their hearts, stop backbiting others. Stop searching for others' faults and failings. Do not slander. Do not defame others. Look at your own flaws and it's enough for you. If you have finished purifying your own soul and mistakes and correcting your failings, then you are not responsible for others. There are some people who like to spy on others, to know about others' failings and mistakes, to know about their private issues, to expose them. This is a very wrong action. Then the Prophet continues, the one who searches for others' faults and try to know about their failings and to expose them, then Almighty Allah will expose you and will defame you before people, even if you do wrong inside your own house. And He will expose you before all people because you have disobeyed Allah. So Almighty Allah will expose you and will defame you and tell others about your faults, even if you do it inside your own house, because you love to know about others' faults and to expose them. So woe and loss to every slanderer and backbiter. So who is a slanderer? The one who speaks about others' mistakes and failings and he thinks that he is innocent and free of all flaws and weaknesses. If you ask him, are you infallible? Do you have sins? Do you have flaws or not? He cannot deny. So instead of speaking about others and searching about others' faults, be preoccupied with your own self and purify your own self in order not to be increased in sins. And correcting your own self and rectifying your own mistakes will benefit you. So do what benefits you and not what harms you. And all praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation. And best peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household members and companions.